Take your Bibles, if you would, this morning. Turn to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John this morning. Am I on? The Gospel of John this morning, chapter 4. As you're finding your place, if you've not found it already and you're still looking, would you stand with us? If you're able to stand this morning, we understand, and it's going to be a little bit of passage that I'm going to read to us this morning. So if you're not able, you feel free to remain seated. That's John chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 5 through 26 this morning. As the custom is, I'll read aloud as you read silently, and also as the custom is, I usually go sit down after I'm done. So if I do that, just say, hey, wave at me, and I'll come back up. John chapter 4, beginning at verse 5. Then cometh he, that's Jesus, to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near unto the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, set thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour, noon. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat or food. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which is a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Samaritans were intermarried among the Jews and those Gentiles in that area. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou hast now is not thy husband, in that sayest thou truly. She's just shacking up with this guy. The woman saith then to him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, who is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Amazing subject. Amazing text, I should say. The subject this morning is the woman at the well. And the question is, are you there this morning? Are you there this morning? Let's pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God and the opportunity we have. As we spoke in Sunday school, that we have the ability and the health to be here. God, thank you for that. Now help us not miss what you have for us today. Holy Spirit, I pray it's not missed on my side. I pray, Holy Spirit, you would help me to say what I should say and not say what I shouldn't. And then, Father, Holy Spirit, work on the hearts of those that are listening, so that they'll get what you have for them too this morning. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Boy, what a Savior we have. Golly, Jesus is nothing like Jesus. He's a wonderful, he was a wonderful man. He's a wonderful God. He is the typical what we need to raise our boys as. He's the typical what we need to get our young daughters to grow up and want to marry. Christ was a man's man. And here he proves it in his candor, his straightforwardness to this woman. And as we read it, this woman that was living in sin. He was candid with the woman, but he was not, did not show rudeness to the woman. He let her know what he wanted to get across to her, but he wasn't rude at it. By the way, we need this attribute. I need this attribute in my life as a preacher. We need it in a lot of preachers, in their sermons, we need it in parents' lives today. Parents, you need to be straightforward. You need to be kind and loving, but we need to be truthful with our kids today. We need teachers in our educational system. We're afraid we're going to hurt somebody, so we go to the opposite end and we sacrifice the future of the people that we love on the altar of the immediate. We compromise and don't do and say what we should do as Christians. We preach a hell in the pulpits we preach a heaven in the pulpits without a hell, a salvation without a repentance, a sacrificial life without a cost. We need to take and be honest but without rudeness, truthful without rudeness, be wise as serpents but gentle as doves. We used to say we need preachers that will step all over our toes but love us in such a way that we know with a tear in the eye and a care that they're looking out what's best for us. Jesus is that way. He loves us enough to tell us the truth. Are you at the place this woman was at the well today? Oh, I don't mean her circumstances, but I'm talking about, do you need an honest but loving Savior this morning? One that will be honest with you but won't be rude about it. Let's look at the facts of the story of the woman at the well and see if it can apply to us in certain areas. First fact, number one, Christ reveals her a sinner. Christ reveals to her that she is a sinner. You know, that's the hardest thing in the world to do is realize you're a sinner. Oh, no, preacher, I know I'm a sinner. Yeah, we're a sinner, but we're not as bad as the person sitting next to us, that kind of sinner. Amen. Oh, yeah, I sin, but I'm not as bad as so-and-so. Come on, can I get an amen on that? Now, buddy, this is where I live. I hope that's where you live. I don't think I'm any different. And I don't think you're any different either. You know, it's tough to say, I have sinned. Sometimes we just need a little help. That's what church is all about, ladies and gentlemen. That's what a preacher does. He gets up and he preaches from the Bible. And it's what God says. It's not what we say. It's what God says. We need a little help sometimes. Romans 3:10 and 3:23 says, as it is written, all have sinned. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And sometimes it's the hardest thing. I can tell you who it's the hardest thing. You take these little kids. You know, if you got grandkids or you got real kids. Real kids, that doesn't sound like that. Whatever those are. And you are really on it today. You're listening. That's good. You know a little kid, he's sitting there with all the cookie crumbs all around his mouth, and you ask him, did you get in the cookie jar? Evidence is there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just a bunch of little kids that's grown up. And it is the hardest thing to do to admit that we're sinners. We always think we're not that bad. I'm not as bad as that other person. Isaiah says our righteousness is as filthy rags, is the statement that God uses. What does that mean? God says that even our best things that we do has a taint of sin on it. We need to be honest with our God. He knows us already. Some of us think we can hide things from our God. But this woman couldn't hide anything from Jesus. No sin or no one with a sin debt will enter heaven, ladies and gentlemen. If you have sinned, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. That's not physical death. That's part of it. But the part of death that we is the second death. That's the lake of fire. That's eternal death. And that's the wages of being a sinner. And Jesus knew this, and he knew this woman was a sinner, and she needed to have her sins forgiven. We need to understand we're lost, sinful creatures with no hope of heaven. And ladies and gentlemen, listen to this statement. Christ must reveal that to us just as he did to this woman that was standing there with him. You can't be saved without first realizing you're a sinner. You don't go waltzing into salvation making excuses for your sin, ladies and gentlemen. You go into salvation seeing yourself as God sees you. And that is a sinful creature. That's how we must be saved. I don't understand a person that just sort of glosses over that. Mark Evans was a wicked sinner, and he deserves to be in hell today. And if you fall anything short of that testimony in yourself, then you have issues of this sin matter, because we are sinful creatures. And you know what? When we start preaching on sin, or sins revealed to us through our Bible reading or whatever means, you know usually what happens, don't you, when it happens? We start changing the subject. We want to get off that area. No, well, how about so-and-so over here? No, how about Mark Evans? We start changing the subject. This woman did that too. Look down at verse 19 in there. Look at it. Verse 18, he tells her, yeah, you're right. You're not married. You're living, you're shacking up with a guy right now, and you've been married 5 times and divorced, I assumed, if she was married then. And then when he reveals the sin in her life, look what she does. Verse 19, the woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. Hey, you're a man of God. But Jesus doesn't need the accolades like we do. And when we get sin and point out sin in our lives from preaching of the Word of God, that doesn't work on Jesus like it does on us. You say, oh, Brother Evans, that was a great message. But the sin was pointed out. I'll say, oh, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Jesus doesn't do that. Look at verse 20. Matter of fact, she changed the subject. Look what she did to change the subject. Verse 20. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. And you say, and that's in Samaria. You know the story when the kingdoms were split. They made the place to go was not in Jerusalem, but into Samaria. And he said, well, our fathers worshipped here in this mountain. And you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. You know what she did? She brought up the religion argument. And that's what most people do. They want to argue about religion instead of talking about Jesus. So they bring up the religious argument. And that's usually the case, and this is the case with this woman. I'm amazed at the people that when sin is preached and it hits home, you can usually tell when you're preaching. I'd love, you just need to come up here sometime. And maybe we put a video up here and scan the audience and back and forth and watch yourselves as we preach to you. And, you know, all of a sudden you see a lot of people, they start praying a lot because their head goes down. And they don't want to look at you. That's why a preacher always says, it's not time to pray. Look up here. So we want to change the subject. We want to get away from the matter at hand. Jesus revealed to her that she was a sinner, and she wanted to change the subject. She wanted to get off that subject. She's just like us, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want to face the fact of what's being preached to us. We don't want that. I mean, we want to be a church. Oh, I'm supposed to be a church. But boy, the preacher gets on, he starts stepping on our toes or reaching our little gods that we have in our life. He's talking about somebody else. No, he's not. The preacher's talking to you. The lady. So the first fact, we see that Christ reveals her a sinner. Second fact, Christ reveals himself the Savior. See, once God shows us and we are willing to admit that we're sinners, lost, undone, then Christ will always come through to show us himself. Look at verse 25. Look at it. The woman saith unto him, after he went through and gave a little speech to her, the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. Look at verse 26. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Jesus said, I'm that one you're talking about right there. Yeah, I'm telling you about yourself. And Christ always does that. That's what he was doing to the woman at the well, and that's what he does to us. When we see ourselves as sinners needing forgiveness for our sins and eternal life, he always reveals himself. He doesn't reveal a religion. See, she even tried to change the subject and get to talking about religion and saying whether it was in Samaria or Jerusalem and those things. He bypassed all that. And by the way, can I say this? When we see ourselves as lost sinners, undone, the only thing that will give us a sense of forgiveness is Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Whether you're lost this morning, you're putting on a religious front, knowing that you've never realized and came to Christ as a sinner, or whether you're sitting here as one of our good members of our church or come faithfully to our church, you got to understand, most all of us, when we want to hide our sin, we go into different forms. That could be alcohol. That could be drugs. That could be tobacco. Why? Those are type of things that eliminates what God is doing. They hide God working in our hearts. So you can hide it all you want, but there's a God in heaven that loves us just as Jesus loved this woman. And he revealed that she was a sinner, and then he revealed himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. We can get peace with God if we come to Jesus Christ and trust him as our Savior. If we've got sin in our life since we've been saved, you come to Jesus. That's where the peace is. I know what religions tell you. It tells you you must do something. It may tell you you got to do something, or now listen to me, or that you plus Jesus does something. That's how you get saved. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not it. Jesus did not reveal a religion. He revealed himself. Salvation is in a person. It's not in a confession of sin or penance. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the way. And he reveals this to this woman. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You can never know that peace with Jesus if you have works or you're doing anything in your life to try to have salvation. You've got to come to Jesus and Jesus alone. John in the 1 John, not the Gospel of John, but 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye might know that you have eternal life. See, there's a lot of people, they don't know. They don't know that they know that they know. And that's okay, because there are a lot of people like that. But what's not okay is for us to sit there in our pews and hear the preaching of the Word of God and think, well, everything's okay. No, everything's not okay. You need to settle this matter. Come to Jesus. He's the one that'll make it all right. Let me say this. Christ didn't reveal a religion. He revealed Himself. Again in verse 26, Jesus saith unto her, I that speak to thee am He, the Messiah, the Christ. Then finally, the woman revealed herself a Christian. Look at verse 28, would you? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith unto the men. It says unto the men. Curious. I wonder if it's the five husbands and the one she's with right there. I've always wondered that. I don't know. It says, didn't say he revealed it to them. He said unto the men. Very interesting. Come see a man, verse 29, which told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? She went and she told the people that she was messed up with, first and foremost, that she trusted Jesus Christ as her Savior. My friend, when a person, when this happens in any of our lives and we trust Christ for our salvation, we're not ashamed of it. We shouldn't be ashamed of it. And we ought to be going as this woman did and go and telling everyone or someone that the good news that I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Romans 10:11 says it. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. Who have you told this week that you're a Christian? This county, this city could be saved for Jesus Christ if we had spent just a few minutes, get off Facebook and tell our neighbors about Jesus Christ. You say, you're back on Facebook. Yeah, and I'll be on it. Twitter and Knitter and I better stop. I might say a word I shouldn't say here. And we have no problem getting on social media. But we got soul winning on Saturday. Come out and let's go talk to some people. This woman wasn't ashamed to do it. You say it's because they didn't have Facebook back then. I don't know. She went back to those five men. That's the way I read it. She told them who she was sitting with that I found the Christ. Who have you told this past week? This past week, who did you tell that I was saved? And that question goes to me. Listen to me. We need to reveal ourselves as Christians in this day and age. There are people in the city of Redding, in Anderson, in Shasta Lake, and any other community near us. They need to hear about this Savior. They need it, ladies and gentlemen. They need it. Their lives are wrecked. And all they need is somebody that's been saved or met Jesus to go to them and ask them, hey, have you met the Savior? I met Him today. Who have you told about Jesus? We need to reveal ourselves, Christians, ladies and gentlemen. Today we need to trust Christ. Number one, if you've never put your trust in Jesus Christ, you need to have the courage to step out. Come and we won't embarrass you a moment. We'll put you with a person that can take in the Bible and show you the truths of God that'll show you who you've got to accept, and that's Jesus who this lady talked to. You need to settle that. And then maybe this morning, you need to settle this matter of sin in your life and what you're doing in your life. Are you being effective? I understand this woman was a sinner. I got news for you. We're all sinners. Oh, but she was a woman living. I'm not living shacking up. No, but we're still sinners. But she had the courage to reveal herself a Christian. Have you had the courage to reveal yourself a Christian this past week? Look at me now. This is what it's all about this morning. Or is it you're just going to say amen, go out and get to the nearest restaurant and go on with your life, and not once will somebody hear from your own lips, I met Jesus. How about you? The woman at the well this morning. Are you there this morning? Are you there? Do you need to be there? Let's stand to our feet this morning.